Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It is Allie and DZ. It was so nice to hear DZ on Am I the Jerk? And filling in for him until he can get back is Ebony in Milwaukee.
What's poppin'? It is a good morning, people.
You got your own theme song?
Yeah. Every day we hustling, people.
Called 5 days in a row. You drive from Pewaukee to Milwaukee. She's a baddie with a forklift,
make
everybody.
Those calls, beep, beep.
And you and I are having so much fun today.
Yes.
Because we have a lot in common. We're both single.
Yes.
We both lost a lot of weight.
Yes, ma'am.
And we both try to figure out the dating world with no luck.
Oh, there's no figuring that one out. No. But, you know.
None at all. So I need to update everybody because I haven't said a word in days.
I've been waiting on this all day. Let's go. Sit down.
Well, sit down. Let me sit down.
I've been waiting on her to sit down. She's sitting up here pacing.
I do stand and pace a lot. Okay, I'm sitting down. I'm going to get my tea, my coffee.
I'm waiting.
Okay, so Ebony.
Yes.
Nobody knows any of this. Not even DZ. Okay.
Dude, just talk to me like we're on FaceTime. Let's go.
So I had a date with Nature Boy this weekend. This is like the 10th or something date. 9th or 10th, okay?
Yeah.
And all we've done is kiss, okay? And I'm just going to put it out there, everybody, so you can paint the picture.
Transparent.
And which is okay.
Yeah.
But it felt like it wasn't moving. By the 10th date, you're kind of like, okay, we're just hanging out. And now we're becoming buds. And this isn't romantic anymore. And it started to become that for me.
Oh, no.
Where we got too into the friend zone. And I was like,
bros.
There's no romance. There's no physical. There's nothing happening here. It's not naturally evolving into a physical place, if you want me to be honest.
Right.
So we went out on, first we had a date on Friday night.
Okay.
And I canceled, which was already a bad sign because I was tired. That's already a bad sign if I want to rest, but it was a long week.
Well, you've been on 10 dates. You can cancel one.
I know. I felt bad. But usually you want to see somebody if you haven't seen them.
True.
I hadn't seen them in 8 days or something, which was the next problem.
Okay.
So then we have a date. I cancel. I say, can we go out Saturday instead? I have a really busy week. And he says, yes. So we went out on Saturday.
Okay.
And we just went to a pub and played darts, had a few drinks.
I love that.
Same.
I love that.
Super low key. But the problem was, Ebony, as we're sitting there, we're having some great convos, but I knew I had to talk to him about the stalling I was feeling in my soul. I'm like, this is not evolving.
Stagnant.
It's stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what's happening here. And so I asked him, I said, you know, hey, like, can you even picture getting it on with me? And I said that. Can you picture that? And he goes, well, yeah. And I'm like, you can? Because I can't. At this point, I can't even imagine getting it on with this guy.
Really?
That's where we've gone too far. We were too far past it.
So you entered almost friendship.
Brotherhood.
I hate it.
Yeah, it's the worst, right? No, don't be sorry. It's fine. So, because I honestly was, it was on my side too.
Yeah, but
I was having the same issue.
Yeah, but as a woman.
What's going on with your mic?
I don't know.
Why is your mic, why are you so quiet?
Can you hear me?
I don't know. Something's going on over there. Go on.
I don't know, but as a woman.
Hold on. We got to fix that. Can you hear that? Does your mic sound weird?
A little bit.
Go to that one right now. Why does this only happen? This is so weird.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Wow. I don't know what just happened with your mic. Sorry about that. So where were we?
Back to our talk. I kind of feel like as a woman, we want a man to like want us, like we want them to be like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to see you. We just want them all over us. And when they're not,
he wasn't even making plans. I was making half. I was saying, when am I going to see you again?
And
I
thought, no, hun.
So, and that was when I went, why am I asking him when are we going to see each other? And then he'd be like, I'm excited to see you. And I'd be like, well, you could have fooled me.
Well, I usually let men know off top, hey, I don't chase, I attract.
Well, that should be.
I'm not chasing anyone. First off, I got asthma.
But Ebony, here's the deal.
What?
He really is a nice guy. He really is not a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
He would be a great partner for somebody. But the problem is, I think we were forcing it because we knew. I said to him, I feel like we're forcing it because I think you're a catch and you think I'm a catch. So we're forcing it. Are you following me on that?
Yeah.
Whereas there's no real romance. There's no.
Okay.
And I said to him, there's like no fire, no fireworks. Not, you know what
so,
I mean?
So I mean, what did he say about it at the end? Like, I mean, what did this conclude to?
Well, here's where it gets good. Thank you for making me bring it around because I was going on a tangent there. You want to know how it all
ends.
She's
got her coffee in her hand. She's ready.
I'm talking. I'm off on a tangent. I got to bring it back. It ended with him at the bar being like, no, I think everything's good. And what does that look like? And yeah, well, maybe we'll work. I kind of expressed what I thought were my concerns. I felt like.
Yeah.
But I also felt like this is good. We had a talk. We're going to start fresh.
Right.
He's going to understand.
Right.
I need more of this and more of this.
Right.
And then he just slowly stops texting. Like, how's your day? But then it gets lower and lower. And I'm like, there is no way this guy is going to ghost me.
Well, no.
Nature Boy is not going to ghost me after we've been on 10 dates and been talking every day. Like, it's one thing, Ebony, when you've gone out once or twice or you've known someone a week, then you ghost him. I don't give a damn. But I'm telling you, you are not going to just stop texting me. And so I texted him. And I'll tell you what happened next.
I know that's right.
Because this is how it ends, everybody. Allie texted, and I'll tell you all about it next. Get ready. So somebody just texted me and said, Nature Boy, the suspense is killing me.
That was the perfect song to follow up this with, if you think about it.
You're not wrong. Changes. Because there's some changes happening around here.
Mm-hmm.
So to conclude the story, because now everyone wants to know what happens when I texted Nature Boy. So he tried to ghost me, and it didn't go well because you know me. I'm going to show up like beep,
Allie.
Beep. You can't ghost me after a month. Like,
no.
You can ghost me after a date or two.
Right.
You cannot ghost me after we've talked every day.
No.
Now you got to grow up and communicate with me. So I didn't hear from, I was hearing from him sporadically, but there was no kissy faces involved anymore. Like, it was not like good morning kissy
face. Right, where's
face.
The emojis here?
Nothing. So then it just stopped. Then I said, well, how was your day? And then nothing for over 12 hours. So then I went, you know what? And he would always text good night or good morning. So I went, you know what? First of all, I hope he's okay. Because that's where you go in your mind first. You're like, are they okay? Because the behavior is different. And then once you're okay, like, now what's wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So I texted him and I said, basically, because I couldn't figure out what was going on.
Right.
Because when we talked at on our date on Saturday and I expressed myself, he seemed fine. We kissed at the end. Didn't seem anything weird. Okay. So I'm like, either he was losing spunk like me the whole time and he didn't realize it,
mm-hmm.
or he changed his mind after we talked, which is even worse because I need someone who knows how they feel.
Yeah.
You can't change your mind when I tell you how I, you know what I mean?
No, that's too sassy for me.
Like, what are your thoughts?
Yeah.
Your thoughts can't be always my thoughts.
No.
Right. So I hit him up and I just said, I hope you're okay. And if you are, what the hell's wrong? No, I didn't say what the hell's wrong with you.
I was like, then we're really twins.
I basically just texted him and said, are you okay? And if you are, this is lame.
Ooh, that's nice.
And I said, grow up and communicate with me. I'm not feeling it either, but we've been talking long enough that you should be able to say that to me.
Yeah, just let me know what's up.
And
I mean, there's many fish in the sea.
So he wrote back and said, you're right, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm not feeling it either. And I'm like, what?
What?
And he's like, you're right, we shouldn't be forcing it. I think you were right. We were trying to force it because we're both nice. And I'm like, that was all you had to say.
That's it, hon.
We're 40. What? You couldn't, like, text me? Like,
right.
Or call me?
Right.
So he was going to ghost me. I believe it in my soul. And I'm that is not acceptable. Like, so he is a good guy. He's going to be great for somebody. It is not for me. I need someone who is honest, open, knows who they are, knows how they feel, knows what they want.
A man.
He's a man, but he's just not the man for me.
Yeah.
And I don't even want to insult him because he was kind to me and he did take me out and treat me well, but he also was going to ghost me. And that's not a good guy trait. So I don't get that either. That's a whole nother bucket up. But that's a communication thing. That doesn't make him a bad person. He just doesn't want to communicate.
Yeah.
So that's my opinion. And that's all I know. So, or maybe he met somebody else. I don't even, can I be honest? I don't know. I don't care.
Right.
I just needed him to communicate. That's it. You know?
Well, I think some people tend to think that some people will not take what they're saying the right way, but it's like, I take it the wrong way that you're sparing me?
I'm so transparent, Ebony. When I look right at him and I go, are we forcing this? And he goes, no.
He was probably scared to say yes, but in your face.
But I said, okay, so then he ghosts me? What the hell is that?
Guys are weird.
So weird.
Yeah.
Somebody said Ebony's a natural on the radio.
Thank you.
Thank you. Calling in, he wants to give his two cents. I don't know if we should let him on the phone. But we have one of our regulars. Oh, let me get his theme song. Tony the Mascot Man in Racine.
Hey, Tony. Do-do-do.
Hey, Tony.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Another Tony. One bites the dust, Tony.
Oh, I already knew that. This dude is lame.
No, don't be mean. He was nice to me. Don't be too mean.
No, Tony.
Okay, I won't be too mean.
He was lame for ghosting me. He was lame for ghosting me.
I'm changing his name from Nature Boy to Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, because,
can I have your tots?
I can't help it. Yep, exactly. Can I have your tots? Man, even if you weren't feeling it 10 dates in, you were feeling it 4 dates in, and you should have made a move.
That's
fair. You got what you both wanted. You guys are grown.
You're right,
you're
actually.
To have fun.
Tony's onto it. We were feeling it 4 dates in, and we lost it. And it's like, and he said, maybe I was going too slow because we were talking about going slow.
Yeah.
And I'm like, not this slow.
Yeah, no,
like,
I'm
not
good.
10 dates and just a little.
At least do the speed limit.
I'm 40. You've been laying on my couch with me for hours, and all we do is mwah, mwah. Like, there's no fire. Yeah. There's no passion.
I'm sorry if you're.
There's no passion.
If you're laying on the couch and nothing's going, I got a good saying, and I think we've wrote it on the board. Treat me like a hoe, or you gotta go.
You feel me? You feel me?
All right, Tony, I'm hanging up on you now. Bye.
Bye.
See
Bye,
you later.
Tony.
Bye.
Unbelievable. Tony.
I love him so much.
Tony is so fun.
He just doesn't, you know.
So, like, I don't want to be mean because of all the men I've dated, he's one of the nicer ones, and he will be a great guy for someone. He's almost too unjaded for me. I don't know how to say it. But the communication is my key.
But you know what, Allie? I'm sitting here in front of you, right? And like, you're hot. Like, you're hot.
Oh, I thought you meant like I was sweating.
No, like, you're beautiful.
Oh,
like, when you came to the door, let me in. I'm like, there's no way this is a real person.
Stop
like,
it. Ebony, stop
and so
it.
It's like,
you're making me blush. See, he could have made me blush.
You're
he didn't even make me do
catch.
This.
Don't let nobody play you. We don't do that.
Thank
you are
you.
A queen, and that's how you shall be treated.
That part.
Okay, there are way too many peasants in the dating pool, and we're just going to overlook that. And I know that he's probably a great guy, but he wasn't.
My guy.
The best for
I
you.
I need someone who's emotionally mature and emotionally available.
Yeah.
And I think he was. You're not emotionally mature if you can't communicate, though.
Oh, no.
If you can't express yourself and you go, hey, I'm not feeling this. If you're, like, nobody wants to hurt anyone.
Yeah,
But you send people spiraling when you don't communicate.
You hurt people when you don't communicate rather than you do communicate.
That part.
Yeah.
That part.
I would be cool with it if you just were real with me. Then I wouldn't get so mad. Or confused because I know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But with you, your whole thing is like, where are we coming? Are we going?
Mm-hmm.
And if we're not going, then just say so.
Do you know what Lisa in Sheboygan said when she was in here? And her and I were talking about this last week before I went on the date with him. And I said, I think I have to have a talk with him and just see where we're at because it feels like we're stagnant right now.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, Allie, the best way to know is to flip a coin. And when, so basically, we'll just say, this will be the coin, okay? And you'll go, do I want to continue this, heads or tails? And if I say heads, and I throw it in the air, right?
Yeah.
Oh no, it was tails. Am I disappointed or do I care?
Oh, snap.
I wasn't disappointed.
Yeah, well then there
and
you go.
And that answered my question.
There you go.
But there were other people, if I throw it in the air, I'm like, ah!
Right, you're like, please.
No!
Please
no!
land right.
I want you to land right. With him, I was like, it can land.
And you know what? I'm sorry. If I don't feel that fire and desire inside of me to want to fight for you, then what are we doing?
Ebony, I'm a passionate person about everything.
So what's your sign?
Taurus, but I'm borderline Gemini. I'm on the cusp.
We are soulmates. I'm an Aquarius and a Gemini is my soulmate. That's probably why we get along.
Oh, and DZ's a Gemini.
Yeah, and
so
that's why
I'm on the cusp.
So
I'm literally Taurus, borderline Gemini. DZ's a Gemini.
And I feel like your personality is so bright. And when you mix it with the wrong guy,
it brings me down.
Water it down.
It brings me down.
One thing I've learned about that, my personality is everything to me. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to pour just a little bit of it out, I got to move around. Sorry.
Ebony, thank you for counseling me today.
No
I really appreciate it.
No
That was the update. It's done. That's it. We're done.
Well, then, yeah, we're done. Let's just go ahead and close that.
That door.
Another guy to the roster.
Wait, I already did. Don't worry.
Oh,
the roster is moving again. It's just
Abby
fine.
Is open for rosters.
There's always a wait list. Come on.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.